It's been reported by some outlets that a woman who took off her hijab and waved it as a flag in protest over Iran's strict female dress code has been released. Her apparent arrest in December sparked a Twitter campaign with the hashtag #WhereIsShe, which has been shared thousands of times. Leila Jazayeri is the director of a group, Anglo-Iranian Women in the UK, and she joins me on the phone from London. Thank you so much for your time, Leila. The image of that woman waving her white headscarf in Tehran in December, it went viral, and I've got to say I contributed to that. I'm sure so many women did. What can you tell me about her? Who is she?
Well, this woman was brave enough to remove her scarf and wave it on a piece of stick on air. And that angered the regime because women are the prime victims of the Iranian regime. They are doubly suppressed. They are institutionally suppressed in Iran. And malwailing, so-called malwailing, which means not dressing up properly according to Islamic dress code, in itself is a crime. It's punished by 74 lashes and much more after that. Basically, we know that this woman was taken by the police, and nobody knows of her whereabouts. She has a baby, a very young baby, and we don't know where she's been kept. And we don't know whether she's been really released or not. All we know, and there is a lot of pressure on the regime because of this international campaign of "Where is she?"
That "Where is she?" campaign was just such a strong international movement. Really, she ended up being the face, the voice of this resistance which is much broader than her. Tell me what bigger risk it is for women like her to do what they did.
Well, first of all, let me say that in all protests across Iran, before and this recent uprising, women have always been on the, at the forefront of the protest. This is actually confirmed by the Iranian regime various officials that they said a few days ago, one of the top commanders of Iranian regime Revolutionary Guard, IRGC, stated that women and youth are always the those who start the so-called riot, they call it. So women have always been on the forefront of Iranian protests. Women. And the reason for that is that women are the prime victim of this regime. Women have paid a big price. Imagine, I mean, they have not got even the basic freedom, the basic rights, the freedom of what to choose to wear, freedom of expression, freedom of faith. That is why, in fact, there is a resistance. The resistance by against this regime is led by women in Iran. Interestingly, I mean, my association works very closely with the National Council of Resistance of Iran, which is led by a woman, Maryam Rajavi. And half of the National Council of Resistance are women. The main ingredient, the main group constituting the National Council of Resistance is called MEK, which is entirely run by women. And this is not coincidence. It's very lawful. When you put a lot of pressure on women, this is what you are facing with. Now, apart from this lady who's been arrested for taking such a brave action, there are other women activists in prison. Right now, there are two other ones that when the uprising happened, they wrote an open letter very bravely expressing their support for the protests. One of them is called Atena Daemi and Golrokh Ebrahimi. Because they wrote an open letter expressing their support from inside the torture chambers of the regime, they were brutally beaten up. And now they have been transferred to another prison in Varamin. The husband of Atena is on hunger strike in prison for beating his wife. So who is actually the voice of these victims? In our belief, is National Council of Resistance President-elect Mrs. Maryam Rajavi. She went actually to Strasbourg just on a few days ago, on the 24th of January. And she did say that, you know, the silence of the international community, and in particular the Europe, is wrong and is giving the wrong signal to the Iranian regime. And she demanded that the Europe raise its voice and end its inaction and silence against this dictatorial regime. And she demanded that all prisoners should be released because, you know, over 8,000 have been arrested and so many of them have been killed under torture. And then the regime claimed that they committed suicide or they were drug addicts or they were smugglers. Things that are known all dictators would do, the tactics that all dictators would do. So Mrs. Rajavi went to Council of Europe and demanded the member states to adopt effective measures, binding decisions to make religious dictatorship ruling Iran to release all prisoners that were detained during this uprising. And she said that they should make the regime to uphold freedom of expression, freedom of association, and abolish this compulsory, cruel wail against women.
Leila, I'd love to hear your own journey. You've become now an activist for this woman, who is, of course, at the centre of Where Is She movement. What is your own journey as an Iranian woman? When did you leave Iran? And tell me about your own response to this regime.
Well, when I was in Iran, I was basically a child. I was a teenager, 16 years of my age. I've been here and only once I've been able to go back to Iran. I have two death warrants on my head just because of supporting Maryam Rajavi, this National Council of Resistance movement. I lost my husband as a result of atrocities in Iran. Everybody has paid the price. By profession, I'm a psychotherapist, but I'm a women's rights activist, and I've been working closely with the Women's Committee of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, just supporting the National Council of Resistance of Iran, supporting Maryam Rajavi on itself is a crime. I have two death sentences on my head. And I continue that because I have to finish what my husband left unfinished. And I'm proud to be part of this movement because Iranian people are fed up with this regime. 40 years of repression, suppression, discrimination against women is enough. As Maryam Rajavi said, it is time to end, to stand by the Iranian people, to end silence. I mean, Iran is a very rich country. We are world's fourth largest producer of oil and second largest world producer of natural gas resources. But 85% of Iranians live under poverty line. That is why the protest started originally. Although that was the what initiated the protest, but now soon within hours it turns to totality of the regime to go regime change in Iran. We don't hear much about the protest, but it is the fact that it's continuing because the regime has put total censorship. The social media is completely down, but the protest is very much continuing. And we are the voice of the protesters because nobody can raise their voice. And the media, unfortunately, is silent here.
Leila, interrupt, overnight some Iranian activists and news sources have reported that this woman, Vida Movahed, has perhaps been released. What have you heard? What do we know?
Well, personally, I cannot confirm it. My association cannot confirm it. Sometimes the regime does spread such news, you know, in order to ease the international pressure. Maybe because of the hashtag and where is she and the international pressure they have done. So I don't know. I hope this is the case. But if that is the case, that proves once again, when we stand firm against the regime, they back off. They are not a bunch of bullies. You put pressure on them, they back off. So that shows if they have released her, that means that we should put more international pressure. And Maryam Rajavi is right that the Europe and international community at large should not stay silent. If they release her, that means the pressure has worked. The hashtag campaign has worked. So we should do more for the release of the rest of 8,000.
Are there concerns for other women activists in Iran? How many women are you concerned about?
Well, as I said, 8,000 have been arrested according to the network of National Council of Resistance. 8,000 have been arrested at least half of them are women. And there are prominent women's rights activists that have been there, like Athena Daemi, who was a human rights and children's rights activist. She's been sentenced to 7 years in prison for so-called, what the regime called, charges of propaganda against the state and association and collusion against national security, including Ali Khamenei, the Mullah's supreme leader. Also, another activist, a human rights activist, sentenced to 6 years. Her name is Golrokh Ebrahimi. She's been sentenced to 6 years for what they call charges of insulting the sanctity and the Mullah's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei. So there are many prominent women activists in prison. And as I said, the regime execute them, put pressure on us. These are the cases that we managed to highlight. My association and National Council of Resistance Women's Committee highlight these cases. There are many other cases. The only way to release these women is through international pressure. Things like what you are doing right now, you are broadcasting it, and people would hear it. They join the campaign. They join the hashtag. That put pressure on the regime, and they have to back off. They have to release some of the prisoners. So the way to... Yeah.
Well, Leila, I want to thank you for joining us. We have, of course, it has captured the world's attention and certainly my attention as well. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
Leila Jazayeri is from the group Anglo-Iranian Women in the UK, and we're talking to her there about that arrest of the woman who pulled off her hijab in protest in Iran in December. It sparked a Twitter campaign around the hashtag Where Is She, which has been shared absolutely thousands of times. Now, there have been reports that she may have been released. We cannot confirm them, as you just heard there, but it is an awful story, of course. This is RN Drive. Up next on RN Drive, it's The Drawing Room.